Good morning, 7:20 a.m. on February the 20th, 2014. A lot of 20s today. 7:20, 2:20, 2014. I'm out a little bit early this morning because the kid got up with a fever. And school rule, no school if you have a fever. And it's made even more important because it turns out that somebody didn't have their Pertussin. There's 17 minutes on the first mile. Somebody didn't have their pertussis vaccine. So now we have whooping cough in the school. Now Jenny has had her vaccine. But, yeah. Come on, people. So with her home, I didn't have to drive to school this morning, so I get to come out a little bit early. Good morning. So today looks like another full day of editing. I got some really excellent progress yesterday on the paperback of Full Share. Quite a lot of markup done. Got some other editing I need to do today. So it's all good. Should have a good day today. I don't feel quite as ugly today as I did yesterday. Oh, it was horrible. I should have realized when I couldn't really sleep. I have this, I just really broken up sleep. I couldn't fall asleep to begin with. And then I kept waking up every hour. I should have realized at 1 a.m. that I had forgotten to take my pills. So when I got up at 5:30, I felt really bad. Headache, body ache, nausea. It was just terrible. It was ridiculous. And I went downstairs and looked, and sure enough, I'd neglected to take my pills. So I took everything except the sleeping pill. And then got the kid to school, came back, started working, and realized that I couldn't really focus. I was in way too much pain, so I went to bed. Slept for about 3 hours. Tedious in the extreme. But I got up feeling a lot better. Took a kid to rehearsal last night. She was doing okay last night. Not great, but okay. And rehearsal got out early, so we got back before 9 o'clock, which is much better than before. We normally get back around 10:30. So, yeah, it was a much more laid-back night last night. I didn't get to watch any episodes of House of Cards, but we'll see. Maybe we'll. I think my wife is probably going to stay home again today, so perhaps we'll get an episode in at lunchtime or something. So, February 20th, 2 months gone, almost gone, but I'm making progress. That's the one thing that I keep looking at. It's not as much progress as I would like, but I'm making progress, and it's much better to make some progress, even if it's not as much as you want, than to make no progress, which has really been, was a lot of my pattern last year. Even though I did do stuff, it felt like I wasn't getting anything done. So yeah, this year is going faster, but I also have evidence that in fact I am doing things. I am getting stuff taken care of. I got the half share paper back, final proof back. I went through it last night. Looks good. It's been released. Should show up on Amazon in the next day or so. They say 5 to 7 days from CreateSpace to Amazon. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. I hope it works out okay. Cars, cars, cars. Everywhere cars. I'm coming up onto that intersection. Why this intersection always has somebody at it. It's not like it's the main exit from the neighborhood. That's actually my street. It could be because this is the one that's the most direct route to Fort Collins, Loveland, and also over to the mall. The shopping center. It's not a mall. The mall itself is rather sad these days. There's not a whole lot going on at the mall. I've got both hoods on and a cap. Ball cap is riding down on my forehead. At least I'm not cold. It was quite chilly. Temperature, thermometer said like 25, but felt more like 10. I don't see my breath this morning, so it must not be that cold. It was quite breezy. I'll probably get into the wind again when I go around the corner. Take down the big hood. There. It's a little better. So it's mostly clear. It's a beautiful blue sky up there. Up above my head, there's a last quarter moon. Almost last quarter. It's not quite last quarter, but probably tomorrow. There's a band of clouds off to the south. It's a pretty heavy band. I don't know if it's moving this way or just going eastward. It sort of looks like it's just going eastward. Sun is up. It's going to be shining in my face here in a minute. That'll help warm me up as well. Yeah, and there's wind here. Wind in my face. So, let's see what I'm trying to think of. News. Hugh Howey's 50,000 title sample came out yesterday. And it pretty much shows the same percentages in terms of indies and mainstream. In terms of the numbers sold, indies have a much better grasp of particularly genre, but right down the line there's several percentage points difference. Monkpo. In terms of the number of titles in the top, whatever it is, it's like 7,000 or 8,000 across all the lists. And it's pretty much the same ratios as he talked about last week, which so many people said, well, it could be something different, another sample, another different day. So he took another sample of a different day. The top 1,000 list is basically the same, about 35% for mainstream, 35% for indies, the rest for small press, single author press, and unspecified. So it's interesting. It's It pretty much confirms a lot of what I suspected. And what it means in terms of income is that, as a group in its entirety, as a whole, indies generally earn more than in aggregate than mainstream. But that's not surprising given how many of them there are. There's a marginal number of independent authors compared to traditional authors in this top 50,000 sample. Then generally, the gross revenues go to mainstream. But the author revenues are definitely tipped in favor of, or the author published revenues are definitely tipped in favor of the author. Now, it's not to say that it's not a, I mean, it's not a slam dunk, because it's actually possible that a few hundred mainstream sales could make the difference between the two groups. Personally, I don't see it, but okay. Still feels kind of cold. Sun feels good, but still rather chilly out. Anyway, I think the data are pretty clear. At least on Amazon. There have been a lot of people who have complaining about Amazon. You know, it's like, it's a monopoly. No, it's not a monopoly. It's an oligopoly. It's a member of an oligopoly. But the reality is it's only marginal. And here's the thing. One of the numbers that Howie ran in the last sample was that Amazon makes money off from it makes more money off from indies than they do off mainstream, at least in terms of raw royalties. That's not to say that there's not additional payments going from one hand to the other that we're not privy to, but in terms of simple cost of goods sold royalty statements put out, the indies actually pay Amazon better than mainstream. Again, because there are more of them, and because an awful lot of them operate in the 99% range, you know, a million books at 99 cents is still $1 million. When Amazon takes their 70% out of it, that's 700,000. And while the reality is, that's a drop in the bucket, a pistol in the snow, as they say, it's still, you know, this huge argument that everybody seems to be into. Well, you can't trust Amazon. As soon as they get 100% of the market, then they'll start messing around. Well, I'm sure they will. Well, they mess around too much, and it will cost them. That's not ever been their pattern, ever. Good morning. Good morning. So, yeah, Amazon isn't just their name, it's their business model. And it would cost them more to choke off all of those little rivulets. Because they never know which one of them is going to blossom into a full river. And the incremental cost of adding a new rivulet is negligible. And the potential upside of any single one of them is huge. Could be a Deborah Geary. There are not that many. Could be an H.M. Ward. There are not that many in the top 1/1000th of 1% on a regular basis. Winds picked up here now that I'm out of the lee of some of the houses. Yikes. It's blowing right in my face and chilling my sinuses. Eyes are running. It's almost time for Endomondo to give me ...18 minutes on the back half. Not bad, not bad. 17 on the front, 18 on the back. And I took yesterday off. My legs still feel horrible. My head still feels bad. But I got out, I walked, I got the trash out. It's a good day. Now if I can remember to get this posted in a timely manner and get some work going here this morning, life could be pretty good. But that's today. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.